This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
I'm just looking at my, you know, my plan that I've got for today. So I've got my plan in front of me. And the first thing I do is I'll break it down into actual categories. So I've got some things I need to do for a program I've got called More Time at the Beach, a newsletter I've got to write. I've got some administration tasks, and I've also got this audio that I'm creating. So this audio, and I've got some daily emails, and I've got some headlines I need to write for a client. So I've got all those things down, and I break them into categories and sort of write down about how long each one will take me. And then following this, what I do is I'll then go through and I'll prioritize each one of them. So I will actually put down essentially a to-do list, but what I do differently, which makes this to-do list and really brings it effective, is that I actually then go through and I identify, you know, what are the top priorities out of that, and I generally look for about 3 to 6 priorities, and then I'll schedule them in order of priority. So, for instance, I've gone through and priority number one on my list at the moment is this 30-minute audio recording, which is why I'm doing it. It's fairly early in the morning here. So the next thing, I've got to finish off my More Time at the Beach newsletter. So I've got More Time at the Beach edits, and I've got about 2 hours, 2 hours scheduled for that. Then I've got 2 daily emails, which I need to create, which is number 3. Then I've got some headlines for a client, so that's number 4. Then I've got what I call my 10x10 system, which is about creating content. So I've got to do some work on that for a couple of hours. And then I've got to create, a plan for the quarter, because we're at the start of the quarter now. So I've got all these listed out, and then after that is administration, if I've got any time left over. So what I've done there, once I've got all of those things prioritized and put in a priority, then I go through my day and I actually schedule them in. And so if I look at my day now, I've got 8:30 till 9, I'm doing this 30-minute call. From 9 till 11, I've got my More Time at the Beach newsletter edits. So I've got that scheduled in. Then from 11 to 11:30, I have a break. And then from 11:30 till 1:30, I've got my headlines and my daily emails. So that's what I've got scheduled there. Then I have 1:30 to 2, I'll have lunch, have a bit of a break. Then from 2 to 4, I've got my 10x10 system scheduled in. And then from there, I've got my weekly plan. And any time left over, I'm gonna focus on doing a few administration things that I need to do. Now, what you'll notice is that I leave the administration activities until right at the end. So the administration stuff I haven't put as a high priority. Nor do I put checking my email as a high priority. And the reason I don't put any of those things as a high priority is they're not basically high priorities. The other reason I do it is there's a law. I forget exactly what this law is called, but there's actually someone who came up with it, but it basically states that time expands based on the space that you give it. So if you give something, if you've got 2 hours to check your email, you'll probably spend 2 hours to check your email. So time expands to fill the work allotted to it. Now here we go. I've just Googled it, and it's called Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law basically says that time expands to fill the space allotted to it. So what you want to do with the things that aren't that important, you want to give yourself less time to do that. So if, to make a few admin phone calls, and you started at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not going to spend an hour on one phone call if you need 10 phone calls. Or you're not going to spend 10 minutes on one email. You're going to do it far, far quicker if you try and squeeze that time in for the less important for the less important projects. And that's what I really encourage you to really do, is to give those least important projects far less time than the than the other projects. I definitely recommend you look at look at doing that, because they are less important, and you shouldn't be giving them the same the same time and the same acknowledgement as the more important tasks that you're doing. So focus on take that to take that point to to heart, because it's really really quite critical.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out shortcutmarketingtips.com.